This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How about it? We have an off-season college basketball visit with Kevin Sweeney at @CBB_Central. He does college basketball and NBA draft for Sports Illustrated. Also, he's a contributor to the Field of 68. Kevin, how's it going, man? Good to talk with you.
Always good when we're talking hoops in May. How are you?
Yes, I am doing well. Now, Connor and I, my producer, just got done talking about the news that Howard Bryant dropped on everybody in New York. I believe it was a couple of days ago when he was talking with Bob Costas. And he basically said contract valuations for Cooper Flagg when he was at Duke for his one season, or half a year really, was $13 million from New Balance and $15 million from Fanatics. So a $28 million valuation. What was your reaction to this? Did you have any idea that the numbers reached that point? Or was this a surprise to you as well?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not a world that I swim in a whole lot.
Sure.
Obviously, you know, someone like Flagg, who's the number one pick, has immense endorsement value and would have gotten that type of money when they were ready to head to the NBA. And I think one of the things that the NIL era has done is just sort of speed that process up. Right? He gets a shoe deal early. He gets a Fanatics deal early. Maybe trading cards. That's a big money maker. For a lot of these top prospects. But at the same time, there's risk involved because, you know, Cooper obviously had a very good year. But, you know, so, well, let's say if you're Cooper, maybe you have a Zion-level year and you want more money after 1 year and it's already locked in at New Balance. Was that a good decision?
Or, right.
You know, you go through it. Like, there's a lot of different ways to spin it. So, yeah, obviously it speaks to the brand value of guys like that. Obviously, he's been the big minority because – and
sure.
As we talked about, most of the NIL deals are basically pay for play, but he is someone that has real endorsement value and took advantage of that.
For sure, and not everybody's Cooper Flagg. I want to make that very clear. But one thing that it did sort of highlight for me, or at least I think goes hand in hand with the conversation to a certain extent. Again, not everybody's making $28 million in college, but this year in the NBA draft, only 106 players entered the NBA draft that were early entrants. That's the lowest number since 2015. It's down from the peak of 363 in 2021. When you look at these numbers and how drastically they're down because of the NIL age and guys returning to school for these big paydays, like, do you view this as a good thing for both the NBA and college basketball? Do you view this as a bad thing for both, or is somewhere in between? How do you view that sort of stat? Only 106 players that were early entrants going into the NBA draft. Some opting to return to school, even if they're first-round picks, like LeBaron Fialon at Alabama. He announced that he was going to return this week.
Yeah, so number one, to provide some context to that number, the numbers were very inflated the last couple of years because of the COVID year. You basically had five classes instead of four.
Sure.
And things have started to level out a little bit. Right, that 363 number, there were zero guys who were automatically eligible because they were out of eligibility.
Okay.
It has dropped pretty drastically with NIL, but it's not quite the number like that 363 headline.
It's beefed up a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Now, look, I think it's good for all parties. I checked in with a few NBA sources after the draft deadline and after so many guys went back and said, are you guys upset about this? Is there frustration? Basically said no. Like, look, like, we want guys to be as old and as game ready when they come to the NBA as possible. Everyone has the dream of, like, finding the undiscovered 19-year-old that we want to develop and see something in that no one else does. But in reality, that's not a great business decision in most cases. And so we're happy if Rod Pettiford wants to be 21 when he comes out instead of 19 or 20. So the league is fine with it. College basketball is certainly fine with it. And I think overall, it's good for players. If nothing else, to have the ability to not feel rushed into a pro decision, right? It's such a big change in life. And I think if you're a kid and that can make money and say, hey, like, I don't think I'm ready for this jump yet, like, we don't need to force them into that for that life-changing money.
So with those same sources you talked to, I'm curious about this because I talked about this with PJ Haggerty getting a year older, and I know he's not some unbelievable NBA draft prospect, whether he comes out, came out this year or next year or the year after that, whatever it is. But how much does age matter in regards to draft position? Because we know historically, at least in the 21st century, it matters a lot. They want to get these guys young so they can develop them within their programs and let them sort of grow and blossom into the player they expect them to be. They like to, historically, get their hands on them early. Is that sort of going away, or is there still a semblance of that?
I think it's still a real thing. I think it's important in a lot of cases of, like, it's an important context point because, you know, if you're drafting two guys who've had similar production and one is 2 years younger, you see the development curve possibility there. And guys maybe physically can develop as well if they're, you know, still 18 or 19. But I also think as an NBA team, you're thinking about it as, you're drafting a guy, even late in the first round, they're only getting two guaranteed years. They're getting two guaranteed years and two team options. And, you know, quite frankly, if you're going to draft a guy who's 19 years old and they're going to spend their first year guaranteed mostly in the G League, there's a lot of pressure in year two on both sides to figure out what asset you actually have as an NBA team and as a player to prove that you're worth that second contract or those option years to get picked up, right? I mean, so much discussion is, how do you get to the second contract? I want to get a second contract. That's where the real money is. That's sure. What everybody says. Well, if you wait 1 year and now you're Tahad Pettiford or you're PJ Haggerty, whatever, and now you're ready to play in year one instead of being a guy we're drafting and we're playing 60 games in the G League next year, I think that's a good business decision really for all involved.
Yeah. Now, sort of getting to PJ Haggerty's situation. I know you have maybe a bit of a different take than what we hear here in University of Memphis. Sometimes we can get locked in that echo chamber. We talk about that all the time. But he ends up at Kansas State for $2.5 million. That's the reported money. There was at least reports out there that I have tried to talk to people behind the scenes here in Memphis about him getting a $3 million offer from Memphis. That apparently was the case, but it got pulled because of all the backcourt members they had. What do you make of the entirety of the decision making process and the landing spot for PJ Haggerty this offseason?
Yeah, look, I think he misplayed his hand. There's no question about that. I would not blame PJ Haggerty for hitting the portal after his year at Memphis and others talk, oh, why would you mess with happy, mess with what's good? Look, if he had said the day after, you know, that they lost to Colorado State in the tournament, like, I'm done. I need to go make the highest amount of money possible. This is my strongest earnings potential. I'm going to hit the portal. I'm going to take every option. And I'm going to have a real agent and do this professionally. Like, whether he comes out with exactly $3 million or $4 million, whatever the number ends up being, I think he ends up in a very good situation. I think he mishandled this whole thing because he had unrealistic people in his ear. And that was, they were unrealistic about finances. They were unrealistic about potentially playing point guard. And they were unrealistic with his chance to make the NBA, right? This whole thing that we have to go to the combine and prove it. Like, I could have pulled 20 NBA scouts, and none of them were excited about PJ Haggerty as an NBA player, right? Like, great, you went to the combine, you averaged 15 a game in the combine scrimmages, and you're still getting a two-way if you go in the draft. So instead of waiting 3 weeks and removing options from the table, or waiting 6 weeks and removing options from the table, you just got to strike while the iron's hot. And I think a lot of guys end up in this spot where they think, if I'm the last guy standing, I have all the leverage. In reality, I think he lost all his leverage by waiting as long as
I mean, we've seen desperate you know, money thrown at the end of the transfer portal cycle. But I don't know if we had a lot of that at the end. I guess, I mean, would you call Kansas State's money desperate? Because it feels like for the type of player that P.J. Haggerty is, consensus All-American, like it feels like that was a relative deal compared to deals we've seen in the past for players in that same category.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good number for them all told. You know, I think, again, when you're in a spot like K-State where, quite honestly, you're not as hot as you were last offseason, there wasn't a lot of interest in being there for a lot of cases. I think being the last girl to go to the ball, if you will, had some value, and then they were able to kind of bide their time and wait and be a situation where he could go and still have a big role on a, you know, high-level team in a high-major league. Like, a lot of people, I think, have made it out to be a worse situation than this. He has an opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament at Kansas State. They won't be that bad. He'll be in the Big 12. It's a place with a good fan base. I'm not saying it's better or worse situation than Memphis, but I don't think it's like a, oh, man. It's not, he didn't go to, like, he didn't transfer to FAU, right? Like, he went to a high, high-level spot in the Big 12.
Yeah. Who's your biggest winner out of the transfer portal this offseason?
Man, I mean, there's a lot of them. I think Michigan and getting Yaxel Lendeborg actually to campus is probably one that I would highlight. Yeah, we'll see how the Elliott Cadeau marriage ends up playing out, but their talent level got, you know, a pretty significant boost, and I think the expectations will be really high around Dusty May's team next year.
What about St. John's? Holler at me about Rick Pitino up there in age, still recruiting like he's a young man, and obviously a lot of money being thrown. They're just throwing bags all over the place, and he's got ways to go do that even outside of St. John's orbit. But what do you make of what they've done? It feels like they, you know, very well could be, and I wouldn't blame anybody based on the type of talent they brought in for putting them as, you know, a top three, maybe number one team overall in their preseason polling. Like, St. John's looks to have all the pieces to really make another great run at it next year.
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly invested big, and they've added talent. They're just going to be so overwhelming up front with Zuby Ejiofor back, and then Bryce Hopkins from Providence, who is an All-Big East level player, Dylan Mitchell, who's a freak athlete and can play multiple positions up front. Yeah, they should be better shooting the basketball with the guards that they brought in. Worry a little bit about the point guard play. I know one of the promises they made to get Ian Jackson, the transfer from North Carolina, was, hey, you can come play point guard. Ian Jackson has never been a point guard. Maybe that'll change this year, but he is score first, score second, score third. And so how does that, you know, play out? I think it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, like they've combined New York City and the Garden with a ton of money, with the allure of playing for Pitino. It's a pretty powerful sell at the moment, and they don't maybe have the pick of the litter, but they have pretty good options on the table when guys go in the portal.
All right, now back to Memphis, as we normally do with you. What do you think about this roster? I can say one thing off top, and I'm not trying to lead you down this. I think everybody has the same opinion. Feels like they're very reliant on Dane Danger getting a waiver, because they have loaded up the backcourt. They do not have bigs.
Yeah, look, I think they certainly hitched their wagon to that a little bit. I think part of that's just the reality of the market. It's really, really hard to get good bigs without spending an arm and a leg. And not to say that Memphis has no money, but I don't think they were flush with cash this offseason relative to what some other people have. And so you have to be smart, and I think it's really hard to get quality bigs. I think you're absolutely right that Dane getting a waiver changes the ceiling. I do think they've added talent. Like, I think the backcourt is talented. I think some of these, like, bigger wings too, guys like Zach Davis, can make an impact. But as you said, I mean, the front court's a question mark, and there's a lot of guys here that have a lot to prove.
Yeah.
Doug McDaniel has been up and down in his college career. The talent certainly not a question. Curtis Givens was a big recruit, didn't really show it at LSU. You know, they've got guys that are on a second or a third opportunity and have to put it all together, and Penny did a great job of that last year, but obviously it's been probably a mixed bag throughout his tenure, so we'll see what he can do with another group of total newcomers.
I think, you know, in the city of Memphis, sometimes here at our station and other stations, we try to, you know, give an easier landing to some of the fans by talking about the lack of Penny Hardaway's lack of ability to retain players year to year. But I look up, And obviously, all 13 scholarships that they had a year ago, all scholarship players, they're gone. They had to completely go get 13 new players. And the past 2 years, there's only been one returning player, one returning scholarship player, and that's Nicholas Jourdain. And I think it's easy when you're trying to give that soft landing to certain fan bases, to this Memphis fan base, to say, well, you know, other teams are dealing with that. Other teams are struggling with that. But how concerning is the scale with which it's happening at Memphis? Because this is, yes, other teams deal with people getting into the transfer portal. Other teams deal with having to replenish their roster. But at this scale, it's not very common for at least a team in Memphis's particular situation.
Yeah, look, as you said, again, it's the repetitiveness of it. It's the fact that they've sort of been stuck in this rut. I do think it gets hard once you get in that rut to get out of it, because when you have to fill 10, 12, 13 spots, then all of a sudden, you know, you have fewer options of, oh, I think we can be selective here and hunt a guy with 3 years of eligibility. You got to take bodies. And so if you take a bunch of 1 year bodies and you have to go flip them again, you do end up in this pattern. And I do think it's hard to retain guys in this era, but you know, I do think there's probably something to be said at every level of like finding ways to generate some level of continuity, if nothing else, because it makes your roster cheaper.
Yes.
Right. Like, I'm not saying that freshmen are free or guys coming back as sophomores or don't cost anything, but it costs a lot of money to go get 10 guys in the portal every spring. And I think if I was Memphis, one of the things I'd be thinking about, and this is not unique to Memphis, I think it's any power program at this stage, is how can I find, you know, developable role players, right? I mean, Florida turned into the ideal example of this with Alex Condon and Thomas Houck, who became great players. But Alex Condon and Thomas Houck were recruited to Florida to be like $50,000, you know, lottery right. ticket ninth men. It worked out amazing, but if Thomas Houck for his career was always a 10-minute of the game player, Florida would have been happy for that for the money that they paid. And I think there has to be, you know, some guys out there that Memphis can find in that like affordable role player slot that can kind of keep the culture rolling year over year.
Mm-hmm. Now, NBA draft, we know Cooper Flagg's going to go number one overall to the Dallas Mavericks. However that turned out, they had a 1.8% chance to get the number one pick. They end up getting it. I know that the conspiracy theories are going to persist, considering every time the Lakers end up with a big player, the team that traded the big player ends up getting the number one overall pick. It was the Pelicans before with AD and all that. The conspiracy theories will live on. Cooper Flagg, though, as a prospect, day one, what should be expected of Cooper Flagg? Because I think there's a bit, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's a bit of a misnomer about him as a player. It's not about him being great or superb, you know, generational at one thing. It's the full package. It's the defense. It's the three-point shooting. It's the scoring at all three levels. Like, if people are expecting him to be like this 20-point-per-game score, is that the wrong way to view Cooper Flagg as a prospect?
I'd say this. You know, I think coming into Duke, the big question was, would he be able to be a high-level scorer at the next level? And I thought he answered some of those questions. I thought he was really, really efficient. I thought he carried a load offensively more than maybe people expected at Duke. And so I think what the beautiful thing is for Dallas is you can sort of marry these two timelines, right? Like, you know, so much of the Luka trade, love it or hate it, was we want to go all in on a short window of time where we have Kyrie and AD and play defense, right? All right, well, Cooper Flagg comes in. He's going to be an instant impact player in your organization defensively as like a third or a fourth scoring option. But at the same time, now he gets the chance to develop and get those reps. So when he's 23, 24, 25, when the ADs and Kyries are ready to move on, now it's his team. And now we can see whether he's the alpha scorer or not. I don't know that necessarily you expect him to be that right away, but I think down the road there's a world he can be that, and I think Dallas is a good situation for him to develop into that because he won't be thrust into the bad organization where he has to take every shot just to carry the team from day one.
Yeah, and then the next two picks won't be thrust into a terrible organization. You have the Spurs and the Sixers after that. How do you expect those picks to go? I think most people look at the Rutgers guys Dylan Harper maybe to the Spurs and Ace Bailey to the Sixers. How do you view those next two picks?
Yeah, obviously there'll be a lot of trade talk, I think, with both of those because those teams are ready to contend, and you know, maybe marrying that with 19-year-olds isn't always the easiest thing. I do think if San Antonio keeps the pick, they'll take Dylan Harper. I think anyone who ends up at number two will take Dylan Harper from Rutgers. I think the third pick's a little more open. You know, Ace Bailey's super, super talented. I mean, I saw him play a few times this year. When he's good, it's unbelievable to watch offensively, but I think he's a long way away from helping you win. And so if you're Philly and you've got Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid and you're trying to win, can you afford to take the lumps with Ace? You know, I think it's an open question. I probably would take him and take the best player on the board, but you know, I could see them go after VJ Edgecombe for defense and energy, or Trey Johnson as a shooter, or as I said earlier, maybe that's a spot to make a move and someone else can come up that has a little bit longer leash and can develop Ace long term.
Ace Bailey seems like a very polarizing prospect for most NBA draft analysts. I mean, that seems fair to say, but like, what are the biggest concerns that the NBA draft analysts that don't like him have, if that makes sense?
Yeah, look, I think Ace has a lot of holes that have been covered for a long time by the fact that he is an uber-talented shot, right? And it covers up the fact that he's a pretty spacey defender, especially in, you know, especially when he's off the ball, that he's not a great decision-maker and processes the game slowly, that he doesn't, you know, get downhill and get to the rim and draw fouls the way you'd want him to. Right? Like a lot of those things. And I think the other thing is, like, he just hasn't won.
Sure.
You know, he played on a bad AAU team off circuit. His high school team, he stayed in Georgia at McEachern. They were not very good. He goes to Rutgers. They're not very good. And so you look up and you're like, man, I watch all these highlights and I watch all these games of Ace Bailey making crazy step back jump shots. And I look at the score and his team's down 17. Like, what am I actually gaining from having Ace on my team? I think that's the type of thing that teams are going to try to weigh is the offensive talent enough to overcome some of the other stuff that hasn't always added to winning basketball in the past.
All right, now final thing with the NBA playoffs. Do you think anybody else outside of, I mean, obviously we only have the Knicks and Pacers left outside of the Thunder. Do you think, I mean, Thunder, they're going to walk their way to a championship this year?
Feels like it. Look, I'll never rule out what Indiana has done. I mean,
sure.
They're so impressive to me. And I think if they can find a way past the Knicks here in one of these next two, I wouldn't be surprised if they make it a series, but this Thunder team just feels a little overwhelming.
Yep, for sure. Well, you the man, Kevin. I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend, and we will catch up soon once we get closer to the NBA draft.
Let's do it, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is Kevin Sweeney at @CBB_Central. Make sure you go follow all of his work. It's NBA draft and college basketball for Sports Illustrated, and he is a contributor to Field of 68, like our wonderful colleague here at 92.9, John Martin. And he's been brought to you by Oxbow, the family-owned and operated retail store that's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Get to their convenient location, 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road, behind the Amoco Station. I have to get you ready because in the middle of next month, we're going to have Father's Day. This Father's Day, skip the socks and get Dad something he'll actually use. You can get those Yeti coolers, and if you buy a cooler from Oxbow, you get free ice for life. You just show the proof that you bought it there. Guess what? You get free ice. You don't have to go buy bags of ice from the gas station. But they have Filson bags as well, poncho fishing gear, Gentile polos, Martin Dingman belts. They have everything you need for Father's Day, your one-stop shop to go find a gift. At Oxbow, they've got a curated mix of rugged, refined, ready-to-wrap gifts. Whether he's a sportsman, sharp dresser, if he's hard to shop for, their team's going to be there. No dumb questions. They'll put you and point you in the right direction. Just stop by and build a custom 901 gift box that says, "Thanks, Dad, the Memphis way." Oxbow is your go-to for Father's Day done right. Find them at 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road, behind the Amoco Station, or go online at shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbeau.com. Let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, there'll be more of the Gabe Kuhn Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Connor, are you getting yourself ready?
Oh, yeah.
That's return music.
I'm fired up.
2 days in a row.
I know. Whoa. This is Top Gun.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Still. Mission Impossible doesn't have a song.
It's Tom Cruise. Well, Mission Impossible has a song, doesn't it?
Not really.
It's got
they
like
have
the little
theme song.
Yeah.
But not like a song. There's no lyrics to it.
No. You get what it's like. Harry Potter theme music.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's like that.
It's a score.
Okay. All right. But you're getting yourself hyped up. Are you there yet?
Oh yeah, dude.
Okay.
I already got my tickets. Ready to rock.
I need you to help me. Can you help me? Because you were in the same position last year with your Boston Red Sox. My St. Louis Cardinals. You know who the hottest team in Major League Baseball is right now?
It's a trap.
The St. Louis Cardinals. They're 18-5 since May 4th. And I just look up, and in that stretch, they've had the best ERA in Major League Baseball in that 18-5 stretch, which makes sense. You're 18-5. You have to have a reason. It's not all hitting because we know that Nolan Arenado's not playing very well, and your best hitter really in your lineup, your third-place hitter is Brendan Donovan. You probably haven't even heard of the guy. But I look up at that ERA, 2.82 ERA for all of their pitchers in that stretch. And this is not like prime Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, you know, prime Clayton Kershaw doing this. This is Eric Fetty, Sonny Gray, Andre Pallante, Matthew Liberatore, Miles Michaelis, and Steven Matz doing this. Just help me here. Am I falling into the biggest trap of my Cardinals baseball life and sort of watching this team every night and hanging on every pitch? Because that's where I'm at this particular moment with this stretch they've been on.
How much are guys overperforming?
Oh, because God. It feels like everybody on the roster is overperforming, Connor.
The reason I knew last year for the Red Sox was nothing but a mirage, and I was going to get my back absolutely broken by them in August was because that ERA did not match the pitchers that they had. I was just like, this doesn't make any sense.
You just heard the names I brought up. That ERA does not match those pitchers. And also, hitting.
Has the schedule been indicative of the schedule?
No, it's been relatively normal. I know the Orioles have been bad. They just won 2-3. They won a game against the
Orioles
Tigers.
Are terrible.
They won a series against the Phillies. One against the Nats, one a series against the Mets. Like, they've beaten good competition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pitching in this stretch, but like to that same point that I already brought up with the pitching, their best hitters in their lineup, like they don't have great power numbers. Their leader in home runs is Lars Nootbaar, okay? But their best hitter and likely all-star based on what he has done so far this year, I think he's at least top 10. Last check, he was top 5 in average in the National League. Brendan Donovan is like, that's the guy that they're hanging their head on. He only has 4 bombs on the year, but he's got 24 RBIs, 335, and 206 plate appearances, or at-bats, I should say. Like, I just look up and down, and I feel like it's a complete mirage. It really feels that way. And Ivan Herrera, their catcher who just got back in the lineup, is batting 358 with 5 bombs and 81 at-bats. I don't know how to feel, Connor. I feel like I am in the exact same place you were last year with the Red Sox at this exact same time.
It's a very similar spot. If I were the Cardinals, what I would be worried about would be a team like the Braves getting hot.
Sure.
And getting healthy.
But right now, the Cardinals are tied for the second wild card spot.
Right. They are a game ahead of the San Francisco Giants. It's the Braves getting hot would be a little bit worrisome because it feels
they're
like that they're
way more
underperforming.
Talented.
Yeah. And the Cardinals, they might be able to have some staying power because it is older players. Like last
year,
it was a lot of very young players for the Red Sox that were overperforming. And that's why I didn't think it was going to be sustainable because, one, the pitching staff, it just didn't make any sense whatsoever how they were having the ERA that they did.
Best ERA
and
in baseball through the
first
100.
Some young players were having 60. A really hot stretch of baseball, and then they came back to earth. The Cardinals are an older team, at least. You have a little bit more experience. You could hang your hat on that a little bit. I do think that you're in the danger zone.
Yes, you really are. That's how I feel.
But I would say this. I think the Cardinals is more real than the Red Sox were last year.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Enjoy it while you can.
I don't know if I echo your sentiments, if I'm being real with myself.
If I had to guess, though, by the end of the year, I think we'll look up and the Braves would have caught.
Here's the better part and why the staying power may matter more with the Cardinals. They're not in the AL East.
Yes.
That's important.
That also helps.
It's very important. Outside of the Cubs, don't have a bunch of teams that are really great and competing at the highest levels. But just had to get that off my chest.
And the Cubs are
I know really I have good. Some Cardinals fans in the listening audience. I would imagine they all feel the same way if they've been watching this team for long enough. You're getting great performances from Ivan. They're 19-8. Ivan Herrera and Brendan Donovan and like Sonny Gray is stepping back into it. Eric Fetty's been great. Like it's just these names don't match up with the outcomes that we've seen lately. The 18-5 since May 4th.
They're slowing down a little bit too.
Yes.
Their last 10, they're only 6-4.
Yeah.
So it's
the danger zone.
Remember during the season with the Grizzlies, we were like, the car shaking a little bit?
Yes.
Hasn't fallen apart completely yet. Then it did. But, you know, that wheel, all of a sudden you're like, what's that noise?
Like you're in your starter car that your family has driven for like 130,000 miles. If you get over 75, it starts to really shake. That's how I feel with the Cardinals right now. We may be on thin ice with this great stretch that they've had lately, but enough of that. Enough of that. I want to I didn't talk about this yesterday, so it's worth talking about right now. Memphis football has announced kick times and TV for the following games this fall. August 30th against Chattanooga, 3:30 p.m. on ESPN+. September 6th at Georgia State, 6 p.m. on ESPN+. September 13th at Troy, 11 a.m. at ESPNU. And then I think the most important one is the second set here. The 31st of October against Rice at home, you'll have 6 p.m. on ESPN2. November 7th versus Tulane, late start, really late start, 8 p.m. on ESPN. November 27th, first Navy, 6:30 on ESPN. That back half of the schedule, if they take care of business in the first half and maybe give Arkansas a run for their money, those games that I talked about, Rice, Tulane, and Navy, could be very, very massive. And we would all be huddling around a TV trying to see what they get done. And I'm glad they have those games at home this year. That's a huge difference between this year this year's and last year's schedule. They had most of their really tough opponents on the road at the end of the year, where you just didn't feel that great about the potential outcomes.
Which game are you looking forward to the most?
I would have to say, considering what could be on the line, and Blake Horvath is returning, I think Navy is the one I'm going to be paying attention to very close. They couldn't stop a friggin' runny nose last year against Navy. Hopefully at home that can switch around. Hopefully they have more film on it. Jordan Hankins can get that plan going. Tulane has kind of lost its luster, hadn't it? Because you did the TJ Finley thing, he's gone. He's no longer there. And I just don't know what their quarterback situation is going to look like. I think they'll be a solid team. They're one of the better teams in this conference, but what ultimately are they going to look like at the quarterback position? That is, it's so much of what a team like that can accomplish. So I'd say those two games, but I think Navy's the one. Is that fair? Looking at that Navy game, what it could mean, the get-over-the-top factor if they do take care of business with the rest of their schedule, I think that's the one you have to really circle.
Navy stresses me out so much.
It always does.
Every damn season, it's always the Navy game.
You also have Army, the triple option. And here's the other thing. If you look at the way the Pac-12's maneuvering, they're thinking about adding Air Force if the Pac-12 makes certain moves. So you would have three stressful games potentially a year against triple option teams that would stress you out.
Great.
That's not fun, man. It just isn't. It is not. All right, Small Talk is on the way. And College Football 26 has been sent out to certain people to give it a test run. There's some new features we need to talk about. We need to talk about the cover. And there's notable additions in regards to who's going to actually be in the game. We'll discuss that next. Do it. And also, if you want to have some fun this weekend, go down and visit Old Dominic Distillery. 305 South Front Street is where you can find them. But they have so many different options for you when you show up to your local liquor store. Get a bottle of gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. They have all of it. And if you need an idea of what to go get, they have some good news to share with you. With the 2025 San Francisco World Spirits Competition, one of the industry's most prestigious events, Old Dominic brought home double gold for not just one, but two of their standout spirits. So if you like bourbon or whiskey, listen in. Go get a bottle of the cask strength bourbon, that one double gold at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition, and the bottled and bond Tennessee whiskey, which is something I always have at my house. Always ready to go. It's going to be the blue label. You're going to absolutely love it. But get down to 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can go check out at olddominic.com. You can ship Old Dominic spirits anywhere in the United States of America. Whether it be, you know, a birthday or the holidays, go get something nice for some people out of town and get a bottle of Old Dominic. And always remember, they're the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Two bar locations inside FedEx Forum. So when you show up for a concert, a game, a comedian, whatever it is, go to one of those two bar locations from Old Dominic and enjoy a craft cocktail. It'll be a good time. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. All right, let's hop into Small Talk. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. College football, EA Sports College Football 26 is scheduled to release on July 10th. And the first sort of iteration of the game, the regular version, of course, will not release till July 10th. But certain people got their hands on this and wrote about it and let people know what the new sort of idea behind the game is going to be, what they're going to be adding, subtracting, all of that. First of all, looks like a cover that will be graced by two of the best wide receivers in the country, Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. Ryan Williams from Alabama, Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. Think some good decisions. Last year, it was, you know, obviously you had Travis Hunter on there. That really helped, but it was, what, Donovan Edwards, who had a really tough year. Quinn Ewers, seventh-round draft pick, really kind of had a tough year, even though he was still played for a good team. I think that they got it right with these two guys. I think these two guys, regardless of situation, are going to be 1,000-yard receivers and going to be some of the stars in college football in general. Now, looking at the new updates, crossplay they will have in Dynasty. So I believe, you know, if you PlayStation, Xbox, you can cross over and you can play each other in that online Dynasty. They're going to have 160 new specific school chants. So we'll see what that looks like. Here's one of my favorite additions, because if you've ever played online Dynasty in college football for EA Sports, you know that this is something that's been, you know, clamored for ages. Decommitments and expanded transfer portal.
I love that.
I would love, and maybe we need to get it going. I know last year we didn't get it going, the 92.9 online Dynasty League.
We need to figure crossplay.
Yeah, but we need to figure that out. Because I would love to be at Oregon and use some of my Nike money to take away one of your five-star commits at Alabama or where, Tennessee, wherever you'll be at. That would be fun as hell.
That would
be fun. Decommitments, crossover, you're recruiting the same guy. They're committed to you. They commit to me. That creates another sort of interesting thing. They're going to have intensified light shows. Stadium Pulse is going to be intensified. Road to Glory. They're going to add high school back in. And here's one of the funniest things. They're going to have the real coaches this year. The only two coaches that have not signed up yet to be in the game, and I doubt they will, are Bill Belichick, one, and he was never in the Madden games, so this is not outside of what he has done in his past. But Coach Prime decided that he was going to opt out of being in the game, which I figured that would be like the one coach you'd want to be in the game with how polarizing he is, how exciting he is, entertaining he is.
We don't have Bill Belichick, but do we have Jordan Hudson?
Huh?
Give her the headset.
Huh? It'd be funny if they did make like a character for Jordan Hudson. She was the defensive coordinator with the headset on. That would be fun. I did confirm this from the source. Memphis coaches in there, Ryan Silverfield, Jordan Hankins. Tennessee's going to have Josh Heupel, OC and DC. We're going to have all that all ironed out. So you'll have your coaches in the game if that matters.
Did you see one of the biggest updates is they aren't just going to have the drums on the menus? They're going to actually have fight songs again because the drums made me go insane.
Yeah, the same drums.
Over and over.
But the fight song over and over again?
I think that it's different fight songs. It's like it used to be.
They're going to rotate the fight songs?
I believe so. I may have been lied to, but I feel like I saw that.
Okay.
I guess because those drums, good God.
Just turn down the Xbox. Turn down your TV.
But then it's just quiet.
You can't sit in the quiet and play
games? I'm ADHD, dude.
Yeah, listen, I love Memphis's fight song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love it to death. I don't know if it was on repeat, though, you know, 30 times while I'm playing the game, I might go insane. But also, let's see. What else do we have here? 2,700 plus new plays. That's a lot of new plays. I don't know what they could add on top of what they added last year. Those are pretty wide array of plays. What they need to do is let you create your own plays. That would be nice. That's an addition. And I brought this up. Colton Denning, friend of the show. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I'm going to say it anyway. He does work for EA Sports in the offseason, sort of curating content for college football games. I brought this up to him, and obviously I think it's harder to implement because you have so many schools. You have 134 and increasing FBS football schools. How would you feel about alternate teams, like throwback teams on the game? So like if you were Memphis, you'd have the 2017 team.
I'd love
17 team.
I think it'd be great. Miller,
or you'd have the 2019 team, the Cotton Bowl team with Brady White.
When 2K did it, it was one of the best things
about
2K.
That's what I'm saying.
2K.
Like I
bring back the mascot game.
But
games.
Obviously, that's a lot of data you'd have to use up to get all of those rosters in there. But I brought that up to him, and I think that could be something that would be
Absolutely. Wildly
popular.
Imagine being able to play with Reggie Bush or something. That'd be
throwing
awesome.
Throwing it back with Georgia to Herschel Walker, that would be phenomenal. That would be really fun.
You got Peyton in there?
Yeah. Reggie Bush for USC.
That's what I just said.
Who would be your first choice?
My first choice would be
like
probably
a throwback player. I'm going to go play with that guy.
Probably like the 2005 Trojans.
Okay.
Or Vince Young, Texas. That Vince Young Texas team would be very fun.
Any Johnny Football?
No. I was never a big Johnny Football guy.
Is it because of the off-field stuff or you thought he was overrated? What was it?
I don't know. I was like, okay, he's fun. But I wasn't, I don't know.
You weren't as enthralled with him as like
Correct.
Everybody else was. Okay. I hear that. Hour number three is on the way. We'll open it with Grizzlies radio play-by-play voice, Eric Hasseltine. We'll talk some NBA playoffs, maybe a little Grizzlies on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.